Hey there, it's Chris Gamble here from Customized for another ramble on talking tech with Customized. I've jumped on to do a recording tonight because we've had an interesting question from one of our social media followers. We got this question through our Facebook page, which a lot of our followers do ask us questions. We always encourage people to get in touch with us on direct message on Twitter or messages on Facebook, etc. And we'll do our best to help you. And for this very reason, that's why I do it, I think. First of all, I'm helping one of our followers, and I want people to not be struggling on their own with the tech in their house. But also I can create some content from it, whether that's a blog, whether that's an audio recording like this, or I do something to video. Every Saturday we do a live video on Facebook, 12 p.m. UK time. We do a show called the Home Tech Half Hour. We're now 10 episodes into that, having a lot of fun with it, and we're looking forward to the next 10. So you can find that on Facebook, and this is where this question came from. One of our viewers on the Home Tech Half Hour asked us a question about their home Wi-Fi. We all know how critical a good Wi-Fi signal is, first of all, for the convenience that your devices are getting the best signal. And then for the smart home, it's crucial that these products that you've put into the home to control or automate certain services or for them to communicate with each other, that you're giving these devices the best signal that they can get. So the question we've been given is, Hi Chris, I'm struggling with getting a strong Wi-Fi signal in certain parts of my home, and especially the garden. What would be the best device to make my signal reach further? So if stay tuned, I'm going to answer this question, and hopefully it may help some others that are listening. Okay, so let's answer this Wi-Fi question. Reliable and secure Wi-Fi coverage is now an essential service in our homes. Yet, as we're hearing, so many homes suffer from dead spots, dropouts, and low signal strength in various parts of the home. Even a super fast internet connection can suffer when a wireless signal isn't delivered effectively. The simplest way for me to improve your Wi-Fi signal is often to relocate your router. The home router is most commonly found at the front of the home where that incoming telephone or cable connection enters the home. This isn't great for rooms at the back of the house or upstairs, and definitely isn't good for your back garden. If you do have the ability to get the router into the heart of the home, maybe in an upstairs hallway, something like that. Look at that first, genuinely, before you spend any money. Look at trying to relocate that router from your service provider. It may solve a lot of the headaches without buying additional equipment. Now, if that doesn't solve it, and it's unlikely really to boost the signal in the garden, and that was part of the question. So you definitely will have to consider adding extra equipment. Wireless extender kits are widely available, but they do vary in quality and performance. The latest breed of mesh wireless systems probably offer the best Wi-Fi performance and are super simple to set up. Just connect the new mesh system to your existing internet service provider's router and set up the new system using an app. Most of them come with an app. Now, a mesh system typically consists of two or more router-like devices, and they communicate together wirelessly to blanket the house in a single Wi-Fi network. For larger homes, you simply add more mesh access points. One brand that we commonly use has capacity to have up to six mesh access points, and you keep adding them until you achieve the coverage level you need. And in this case, you get that coverage in the garden as well as good signal throughout the home. When you set up one of these new mesh Wi-Fi systems, it does create a new wireless network with a new password in your home. So you will have to connect all your devices to this new network. Try not to miss any out. Try not to have some still connected to your old internet service provider's Wi-Fi, because that might mean that devices cannot communicate with each other within your local network. If you can get access into the router, your service provider's router, look at disabling the Wi-Fi or hiding that network. I did mention a brand earlier, which was Ubiquiti Amplify. It's a brand we turn to as our first choice for a mesh system for our customers. They provide a kit, an Amplify kit, which is a router and two access points. It comes in at about £360. Lower down the price point, and probably our second choice if we were installing this for our customers, would be Google Wi-Fi products. You can get a two device kit of Google Wi-Fi, costs about £230. And even that kit for me is still capable of filling a medium to large sized home with a good Wi-Fi signal. These new mesh systems, like I say, are set up from an app and managed from an app as well. So you can easily see who's on the network, make changes to passwords, possibly create a guest network. And for me, one of the coolest features of some of these new mesh systems, they're making it very simple for parents to be able to set up some parental controls or limitations on internet usage from younger people in the home. So that's definitely something to bear in mind if you're a parent and you want to get kids off their devices, give them some internet downtime, and kind of regain some of the power back in the home. That's the kind of feature you could get from that. So for me, that's summed up a mesh Wi-Fi system. I think we've answered the question for our viewer. First of all, think about relocating your router. For me, that's unlikely to cure the dead spot in the garden. Then you'd be looking at turning to a mesh Wi-Fi system and adding as many access points as is needed to fill all the dead spots. So any questions, guys, please get in touch. I look forward to hearing from you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.